Money was also the motivation for writing the late string quartets. Prince Galitzin commissioned what's now regarded as the greatest music Beethoven ever wrote. To many contemporaries, this strange music was definite proof that the composer had lost his sanity.
There's a case, for example, when he writes something which nobody really knows what he means. He says to play a note with a sort of emotion on it. And I play notes. And the second time you are. That's something, because he asks me to play two notes together, one after the other, without separating them. So it's a very. Nobody really knows what he means, but I do it by this sort of, as it were, sob.
Beethoven had finally won the long battle for custody of his nephew Karl. In 1826, at the age of 19, Karl became desperate to break the bond with his uncle.
Beethoven became somewhat obsessed with Karl's sexuality. But then again, think about it at the time. There are no effective cures for syphilis or gonorrhea. So one false move, much like AIDS today, and that can be the end of your life. And in fact, Schubert contracted syphilis and died within a very few years after having it. So Beethoven was obsessed about sort of keeping Karl alive and making sure that he didn't sort of fall into these traps. But the result, the end result was that Karl tried to commit suicide. And he went out into the hills of the Helenen Valley, which was one of Beethoven's favorite places to compose, and went up to this ruin, and he went to the very particular spot that he must have gone with Beethoven several times, and shot himself in the head. Fortunately, one missed, and then one grazed his skull. He was not coy about saying why he did it when the police came. He said, Beethoven drove me to this. So it had a tremendous influence on Beethoven. It was the year before Beethoven died, actually.